Jeremy, Katie, and Josh.
Mix 100.
All right, so we've been getting people signed up at mix100.com for our summer Slice Slice Baby, where we are going out this summer and delivering some Bojo's pizzas to various businesses around town who like listening to us and Mix 100. You can sign up your business at mix100.com, and then we go on there and just kind of randomly pull people out and say, hey, we're coming to see you. And our latest poll was Olivia. Hi, Olivia. Good morning.
Hi. Good morning, guys.
Good morning to you. Welcome to the show. So, congratulations. We pulled your name, and we're going to come see you out in Lakewood. Do you want to tell everybody where you work?
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you guys so much.
Yeah.
I work at a veterinary hospital called Evolution Veterinary Specialists. We are a 24/7 facility. We are an ER. We also have specialty services. And this month, we actually just recently opened up our primary care practice.
Wow.
Woohoo. Yeah. So we love to see your furry friends, kitties and dogs.
Yeah. You're doing some good things for all the fur babies out there, aren't you?
Yes. Well, we're trying.
That's so sweet. Hey, listen, when we come by, can you make sure that there's some puppies on hand?
I know. Oh, yeah.
Please.
Oh, my gosh. Of course. I'll get all of our star celebrities. Our VIDs, very important dogs.
Yeah.
I love the VIDs.
Yeah. Well, I mean, even if you got like a pregnant mama dog there, we'll induce so we have puppies while we're there. Is that a thing? Is
that, that sounds great.
Can we
I'm
do
sure
that?
You guys are trained in that.
Yeah,
yes,
well,
exactly.
I got rubber gloves. I'll bring them with me and we'll have some fun.
Delivering puppies, perfect. No big deal.
Yeah,
All right, I'll go out and find one now.
Thank you. You're the best. Well, we are excited to see you. Now, Katie is extremely concerned that you work with a bunch of vegetarians. So do we need to bring vegetarian pizzas? She pulled this stat out of her butt, Olivia.
No,
she's like, I don't know if you knew this, but a lot of vets are vegetarian.
They are. So I just wanted...
That's a very good point and very true. And yes, ma'am, we do have some vegans and vegetarians. So that would be amazing.
Thank you. Right. So a veggie pizza is appreciated.
It's all you're getting is veggie pizzas now. No meat for
you. Yeah, Katie knows what's up.
Okay, all right. Thank you. See, Jer?
I thought she was just making this stuff up.
I was not.
Apparently, she hangs out at a bunch of... Yeah, apparently she hangs out at a bunch of vet clinics after work, and I didn't even know it.
They're good people.
I thought I saw her the other day.
So weird. Well, listen, we are excited to come see you. You tell the crew to wear something fancy so we can get some pictures and some videos for our socials. And get those puppies in there.
Yay!
Oh, thank you guys so much for choosing us. We're very excited.
Oh, we are as well. I'm going to put you on hold, Olivia. Josh will come back and give you some details and make sure we got all your details. And we'll see you. I think we're going to come down tomorrow. So we'll see you tomorrow.
Awesome. That sounds great. Thank you, guys. I'm looking forward to it.
Thanks, Olivia.
Oh, my gosh, Cher. Puppies and pizza. What could be
better? I love this. This makes me so happy. Okay, so if you're just tuning in and you're like, what the heck is going on? It's our summer Slice Slice Baby, where you get to sign up your business at mix100.com, and we might come see you this summer and bring you some pizza and just say, hey, thanks for listening to Mix and the morning show.
What's better than a pizza party to celebrate and just thank everyone for, you know, hanging out with us every morning.
Absolutely.
So much fun.
Sign up right now, mix100.com, and click the Slice Slice Baby link right there on the homepage. And good luck and happy eating from JKJ here at Mix. Picnics are stupid.
Oh. Why? Really? Is that the conclusion?
What was that?
Now into a song. We'll be back in about 3 minutes. No.
Okay.
Picnics are stupid.
I like food outside.
Yeah, they're stupid, made me laugh at this story out this morning. 10 summer picnic foods that are growing in popularity.
Yeah.
Oh, let me throw this in the trash immediately. No, I'll talk about it because there's a lot of ladies like Katie out there who love picnics.
Yeah.
Let's sit on a bumpy ground with ants and bugs and all of our food fall over.
How do you take something you do every day, like eat lunch, and make it more special? You put it all in a basket, you take it somewhere, and then you take it all out of the basket and you eat it. That's how you
sit in a random field and eat your sandwich. That's what you do. Okay, so the new foods that you're supposed to be bringing on your stupid picnics, I'll give you the top. I'll go ahead and dive right in and give you the top three. I'll go 3, 2, 1. 3, breadsticks.
Okay.
This picnic just got a whole lot better. I see somebody brought breadsticks.
Elevated.
From breadsticks to flatbreads. Make up your mind.
That's a lot of carbs.
Make up. What kind of bread do you want? You want a stick or a flatbread? And then number one, olives.
Oh, I love a good olive.
Do you love a good olive?
Oh, stuff it.
Especially outside, right, Katie?
Yes. Thank you, Josh. You get it.
I love eating olives in a random field on the blanket.
You know what's better than a charcuterie board? One outside.
Yeah, where the birds are pooping on you and you got the UVs hitting you in the face.
And the ants.
Share your olives with the birds. Why not?
Like, so underneath that was hummus, chorizo.
Who's bringing chorizo to a
prosciutto, Spanish tortillas?
Oh, this is a rich person's
and
picnic.
And focaccia, another bread.
That's what this is.
It's a Highlands Ranch picnic right
it
there.
It sure is.
Picnics are stupid.
Did you bring the focaccia?
Where's the fried chicken? Like, that's what I want at my picnic.
Salami's on the list.
No, I don't want
salami, chorizo, and hummus.
Those are all meat rolls. I don't want a
this
meat
roll. This is just an outside charcuterie board, yeah.
This is the best picnic ever. We have meat rolls and flatbreads.
The picnic game is weak. We need to change the food, but the actual act of picnicking, I'm a fan.
Is that a Spanish tortilla? This lunch just got a whole lot better.
All these elevate your picnic, that's what they're saying? These are good picnic foods?
Have some sparkling water with
know.
It.
Oh. I don't know if I agree with all of
Listen,
it.
I'm going to go back to my original statement. Are you ready? Let me turn down the music. Are you ready? Picnics are stupid.
Go ahead. Say it with your whole chest, Jared.
Stupid! Eat your olives at home like a normal person in your basement with the lights off and no shirt on. That's how you... Never mind.